The federal prison system has taken pork off the menu, and the National Pork Producers Council isn't taking the news kindly. The Bureau of Prisons recently made the announcement, and BOP spokesman Edmund Ross told the Washington Post that pork was the lowest-rated food by inmates for several years, so the system was simply ridding itself of an unpopular food. Dave Warner, a spokesman with the National Pork Producers Council, says he is skeptical of pork's lack of popularity in prisons.
Well, I kind of find it hard to believe that the majority of any population would say no to bacon. It's a little disheartening that they've taken pork off the menu. We think it should be an option that people have.
Warner says from both a financial and nutritional perspective, pork makes sense for a customer like the prison system.
Pork is a very economical, nutrient-dense protein that is, particularly when sold to the federal government in the commodity programs that they have, at a very economical price.
While Ross cited pork's unpopularity as the major driving factor in the decision, Warner said it's hard to know the exact reason.
Not knowing exactly why the decision was made, it's kind of hard to say, you know, whether this could be a kind of a dangerous precedent to set if an agency says, well, we're taking it off because of, and we don't know why.
Pork products in the prison system include bacon, pork chops, ham, and other products. The move affects only the federal prison system, which currently houses just under 206,000 inmates nationwide. While it will also make the prison menus more hospitable to Jewish and Muslim inmates that don't eat pork for religious reasons, menu accommodations were already offered to those populations. Warner said no options are off the table in trying to reverse the prison decision. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.